Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen for Severe Weather Awareness Week, which is being observed this week. This is part two of a two-part interview. And there's a difference between a tornado and a funnel cloud. Can you explain that?
Correct. So a funnel cloud is wind with rotation, but it doesn't touch the ground. So a tornado is when there's actually a funnel cloud that has touched the ground. So you'll have rotation and you'll have debris. And we have seen instances where you have funnel clouds and they don't reach the ground. There are just certain conditions that sometimes make that more likely to happen. And it doesn't mean that you still shouldn't be wary of them. If you see a funnel cloud, just because it's not touching the ground doesn't mean it won't. So
it's still a strong storm system.
Yep, exactly.
And Thursday is all about family preparedness. So talking about tornadoes, what should families do at home to prepare in the event that a tornado is in the area?
First thing you want to do is have a plan. Have the conversations with your family members about what you would do if you're all at home and there's a tornado, what you would do if parents are at work, if kids are at school, if kids are at daycare. Figure out how you're going to get together and what your plan is. You want to have a kit ready. This is your three-day preparedness kit. You have your emergency supplies, food, water, your weather radio, charger for your phone, snacks, water.
Medications. Any kind of like medical records or veterinary records?
Yes, that is a great thing to have. And there are a couple different ways that you can keep these items on you or within your kit. If you have paper copies, yes, you want to have your copies in your locked file. But you can also do paper copies and put them in a gallon Ziploc bag and then put them in a folder and put them with your kit. That helps protect them from, you know, if things get wet, keeps them from blowing away. And the other thing that I'm a big fan of is thumb drives. It's a great place to store your stuff. You can password protect it. And they also have a lot of companies make them that have a little hole so you can put them on a key ring. I have all kinds of stuff on mine and it's always with me when I've got my keys. And of course, the next thing is to be aware. So if it's going to be stormy out, the Weather Service puts out outlooks days in advance, and they're getting pretty accurate with those. So if you're, you know, if you have a risk in your area, be aware and take precautions. If there's going to be a storm hitting when you're usually coming home, adjust your schedule or, you know, make plans.
And if people are going through the drill at home, you know, where should they go? What's the safest place to go should there be a severe storm?
Safest place is the lowest level of your home. And if you don't have a basement, get to the most interior room with no windows, as many walls between you and the exterior as possible. People laugh at me when I say this, but if you've got kids, get their bike helmets, put them on there, get the car seat for the baby because that offers a level of protection for them. Also, pillows and blankets are a great way to cover yourself up. If something were to happen to your home, it protects you from some of that flying debris.
And Friday is about flash floods. We've already seen flooding this year in the area.
Yep.
What should people keep in mind as far as flash floods are concerned?
Flash floods can still occur if you've got river floods going on. And this year we are going to be at an exceptionally high risk for all kinds of flooding. So our ground is super saturated from the rain we got this fall, the snow we got this winter, and the fact that we've already seen flooding across the state.
You've said before they've had record snowfall north of us, which
yep.
will melt and head south.
Exactly. That's expected to really peak in early to mid-April. So if you saw the outlook that the Weather Service just put out a couple days ago, Iowa along the eastern and western borders is at an exceptionally high risk for flooding this year. With flash floods, they develop very rapidly. It's usually as a result of heavy rains and as little as 6 inches of standing water with a current can knock you off your feet. And it only takes about a foot and a half to wash away a small car. So if there's ever standing water, don't go into it on foot or in your vehicle. Another thing is, not only can it wash you and your vehicle away, the road underneath that is seriously could be compromised. We've seen a lot of that in the floods out on the western side of Iowa. There are roads that they're gone. And if you had driven into that, you don't know that. You just see the water surface. But you could have serious issues if you drive into that and the road's not there.
And the amount of debris in that water.
Yeah. You never know what's under the surface of that. There could be car parts or tree limbs, any kind of debris.
Right. And again, with severe weather awareness, the key is awareness.
Exactly. Be alert. Know what your risks are. And that's the big thing. We live in Iowa. You know, in the winter we see snow, and in the spring we see storms. Don't take it lightly when you hear a warning, because yes, we hear a lot of warnings and they don't turn out to be anything, but there's always the risk that there'll be the one, and you don't want to be taking it lightly when you get that warning and have bad things happen.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen talking about Severe Weather Awareness Week. This is part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.